criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Wherever the law ends, tyranny begins, said John Locke. It was reported by Amir Madani, a White House reporter under criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law and the president regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. As you may know, back in January 26th of 2017, several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy the president's executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection to illegal immigrants in their communities. The question is, how did they approve the funding in the first place? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, America, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Furthermore, the law does not protect illegal aliens, it prosecutes them. Amar continued, the pushback came from these mayors when the president signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. Since when did the federal government receive delegated authority from the American people to take their tax money and to reallocate it to the cities that are harboring illegal aliens? Amar added, the president had pledged to take action against sanctuary cities on the campaign trail. But as the president announced the order, as well as action to build a wall along the United States-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, leaders of some of the nation's biggest cities flatly stated they would not cooperate with the president, Amar wrote. And you need to ask why. This is not the president against the mayors. This is the mayors working against American law, and the law exposes the criminal. Amar reported, in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City, said he. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city. How did he do that? In part, he said, because relationships with the police department have managed to build the immigrant communities, the report continued. He added that if the president follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectually cutting funding from the New York Police Department. In other words, through totalitarian methods, criminal Mayor de Blasio is attempting to use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal blaming the law for his crimes. Here in New York City and cities across the nation, this executive order could in fact undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe, de Blasio said. What de Blasio said was that the enforcement of law could undermine public safety. Friends, he is the one personally responsible for the undermining of the public safety in the first place. Was America told that they were under an Islamic threat after September 11, 2001? Well then, how does this statement line up with the facts? Take a look at the Muslims from the East who are plundering countries that they are entering into. For example, Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's equivalent to 780 every single day. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. In England and in Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who makes up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Yes, you heard me right. In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% of the Muslim population are on cash welfare. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% migrants to America favor Sharia law. As a matter of fact, more illegals are coming across from the southern border. There were 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to the 54.06 citizens. Here we go. Oh, and here we go. Here we go. And 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 here we go. Here we go. And legal non-citizens imprisoned for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. There were 97.2 illegal in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California.
Of our mediator,
compared to
Jesus
74.1
Christ, forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we are in a situation where it's getting more intense. We see the powers that are tolerated by the people of this country, again, holding the responsible party accountable for what's going on, because we're not going to blame parties because we know that they don't constitutionally exist. But what's happening here, friends, is things are intensifying on purpose. They are, in fact, creating domestic insurrection. And there's no question about it. And they're pushing for a civil war is what they're doing, because if they can divide the people through their ignorance, they're more easily conquered. And Jesus warned us of just that in Mark 3:25. So if we don't want to take heed to what he has to say and be unified under the umbrella of who we are and then begin to act outside of who we are, don't expect other results than the results that you're getting right now. Because again, friends, we're in some serious times. And the reason I'm saying that is because what we're seeing in Dearborn right now, what we're seeing all over the country, New York right now, what we're seeing is these Muslims are being installed into positions. There's not enough Muslims in the United States to vote them in. They're being installed through massive voter fraud. We just seen this yesterday in Florida. Massive voter fraud taking place once again, installing all these Zionists that are using the Muslims to do the things that they're doing. And so, again, friends, I just want to highlight the severity of what is coming here. If we don't want to pay attention to it, we don't have to. I can see when we put up titles like A Clear and Present Danger that Americans cannot run from, they don't want to hear it. Folks, right now on live chat, I have half the numbers that I usually have every day. And again, it is the responsibility of the American people to right the wrongs here. Case in point, look what's going on with the illegal invasion. How come the militia, the American people, are not being called up? Because if you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, it's supposed to be the people, the armed militia, the American people, that are supposed to repeal invasion, that are to put down domestic insurrection. And now what have they have done, or should I say, what have they now done? They've created unconstitutional agencies to basically protect the illegals that the criminal mayors and governors have allured into this country. And so, again, if we don't want to see it for what it is, that's okay. It's not like you're not going to be at the butt end of all of this one day, sooner than later. And that goes back to Amos 6:3 again. But again, for those that do care, you're the ones that I'm talking to right now. We need to take heed to what's going on, friends, because again, across the country, this is getting way more intense, and it's being intensified on purpose. Gas is being thrown on these fires by the mainstream media, paid provocateurs like a Jake Lang that's getting all the attention that he needs while he's inciting Muslims to war against with Christians. Again, and it's people don't want to listen to this. They don't have to listen to it. I just want to make clear, you've been doing a great job, a majority of you people, by doing absolutely nothing through apathy and tolerance, through your inactions, that you only encourage the enemy to do the things that they're doing. And guess what they're doing? Just that. You're encouraging them to do the things that they're doing because you're not actually standing up against it. So with that said, friends, I want to just highlight a couple things before we get into this. I want to show a video to you again. This guy, he's another controlled operative. His name is Jesse Waters, and he's highlighting how creeps are being caught, namely a second grade teacher here. And I'm trying to figure out for the life of me why this guy's got a smile on his face, talking about how some guy's laying for kids. I also want to make clear that you understand my function in the body of Christ, Ephesians 4:11. I do want you to know that I did warn the American people back in the early 2000s that they were going to begin to prey on the teachers are going to prey on the students, and it's exactly what they've been doing. We've seen all and have seen all the crimes that have been committed and are being committed against kids by the homosexuals, that which the Lord calls an abomination, which our laws in this country condemn, and the American people giving them a pass have only encouraged them to do the things that they're doing. So I just want to be fair about it, at least on my part, and say I warned you about this over 25 years ago, and now we're seeing it all day long, and the people are trying to figure out what's going on. Because people like me are hated, folks. They don't like the trumpet sound at all. Listen to this.
Don't look like predators anymore. They're teachers, coaches, the people you trust with your kids. But they can't hide from Hansen. First up, a second grade teacher. This one writes children's books. Ashe Shakes, 31, allegedly started chatting up what he thought was a 15-year-old boy. Police say he sent a half-naked photo and called an Uber to go meet him. Hansen was waiting instead.
Now you can see why people would be disturbed by the fact that a school teacher is caught in a sting operation trying to meet up with a 15-year-old boy for sex.
That is no.
Well, Ashe, what do you call it then? You have a sexually charged conversation with a 15-year-old boy. You say, would you get intimate with me? I'm 29. You talk about oral sex, kissing, giving and receiving.
So this is what happens when the people allow this gay agenda to go on.
What else can you make of this? And you're a teacher?
No, you're gone. Is there someone I can talk to?
Yeah, you can finish talking to me, and then you can talk to whomever you want.
He's charged with three felonies, using a computer to lure a child. Next, contractor. Eric Marin, 34. Police say one kid wasn't enough for him. Apparently, he thought he'd found a dad offering up his two sons, 7 and 14. Yep. Then showed up to meet them.
Now, since yesterday, you've been talking to this man about having sex with his children.
Correct.
Insane.
Two boys.
Insane.
One is 7 years old and one is 14 years old.
Correct.
You are very graphic about what you want to do to them. You said you wanted to perform to the boys. What did you mean by that?
Just that.
These are children, Eric.
These are abominable human beings.
7 years old.
It's time to get the rope, 14 people.
14 years old.
Not a joke.
You're talking about sexually assaulting them. Did you give any consideration to the impact on a child?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's charged with soliciting a minor and unlawful use of a two-way device. Chris Hansen, the host of Takedown. So you swept up a bunch of guys here.
58 guys in 6 days in Marion County, Florida. A massive sting operation and some of the most disturbing cases I've ever seen. You look at Eric Morin. Here's a guy who thought nothing of trying to negotiate with a father.
This is what happens, friends, when the people give a green light to these crimes that the Lord calls an abomination.
From Jamaica.
You don't even... Americans,
and he's lost
again,
his job as a teacher, and now both
even,
of them
you don't
are
even
eating
protect your own kids.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I mean, you let the government murder the babies, Now you're letting grown men make a prey of young boys. This is what your encouragement is giving them, friends. And by the look of most people in the professed church, you're only going to encourage the enemy, and it's exactly what you've done. But I want to tell you something. They're going to get into prison, and it's not going to fare well with them right when they walk in the gates.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content changed my life.
It's all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people.
This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. And even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee. Retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Got much to cover here today, but I will take Sal real quick from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend Sal. What is it that you have to say? We got Sal? Not hearing Sal. Okay, we'll go ahead and if you want to call back in, Sal, we'll pick you up right away. Let's move on. Moving forward, friends, now you know that I've said this before, and it took all the said conservatives of the day probably 15 years to finally catch up to it, but you do understand the Muslims methodically are using the same attack mode and method as the Sodomites, right? They play the victim while they attack. Remember, they don't have the shield. They have the spear, and it's exactly what's happening. But I want to bring you over just so you can understand what's going on a nationwide basis right now, because you're not going to hear this from the mainstream media. But let's go over to Dearborn right now, because there's talk about a lot of Americans rallying together and going through Dearborn and setting the record straight. And I just want to say for the record, friends, at a time like this, according to the Declaration of Independence, it's exactly what the American people need to do. because we see who's responsible for alluring them in. We see that these agencies that have been created are protecting these individuals concerning their crimes against the American people. So we have no alternative but to actually stand up and defend ourselves, and that's what's beginning to happen. Listen to this.
Come up here. You guys want to talk about how you're being honest and you're speaking from the heart. Not one of you people that come here and speak without a freaking script in your hands, word for word reading it. You got a mayor that says, tells an American citizen that he cannot be welcome in Dearborn, Michigan if he doesn't want a damn terrorist on the name of a street. You got members on the board over there laughing at American citizens when they're concerned about Sharia law and the Muslims that are telling us we're going to take over your city. We have Hassan Plaker saying we're going to do things to your women. And we're saying, oh, this is peaceful? That you people came here to give us peace? You guys came here to conquer us. This is the Crusades all over again. You're going to think you're going to take this country without firing a shot? How about this? How about the American citizens say, no, you're not going to do this.
That's right.
We're going to stand up. We're going to tell you, everybody here, from every single, from felons to normal people, Bible thumpers, little grannies everywhere, tell this Muslim invasion, you're not going to happen in the United States of America, not while Christian crusaders are standing here blocking you. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so just for the record, friends, that is just in part what's going on across the country right now. And I do want to show you and prove the point, because I have before. And it comes down to your said representatives. What I have in front of you right now is a lieutenant governor installed. Folks, again, I'm sorry, I can't even tell you what it is, but it names itself Penny Flanagan. It wasn't the people that voted it in. It is installed, okay? And it says, meet Penny Flanagan, Penny Flanagan. And it says, for Senate in Minnesota, she wants more Islamic migrants invading her state, just like the governor and the attorney general, up to 300%, and instituting Sharia law. Again, I don't know how to clarify this or make myself any more clear than I have. The Zionists are using these people, friends. Your compromised, extorted politicians are the ones that have allured these people in. The question that I asked yesterday was, where's the FBI? Where are all these agencies to put a stop to these illegals that mean to conquer America? Why are they standing down? Well, I can tell you what they're doing. They're saying that they're just doing their job, when in fact they're not doing their job. They're violating their own oath by taking heed to what? The tyrants at the top that they should be dealing with. But that's not what they're doing, because, again, they have a family to take care of, friends, as they say. They're just doing what they're told. Well, it's time the American people start doing what they're told as well. And the reason I'm saying that is because we're finding, even in Michigan right now, going back to that, more massive fraud being exposed. That's how these people are getting into office. Remember, there's not enough Muslims for them to be voted in. But yet they're being put into position to do the things that they're doing. And the American people are sitting back and saying, look what the leftists are doing. Look what the Democrats are doing. No, look at what it is that you're tolerating. That's what it comes down to. But I have a friend that's a sheriff in Michigan here, and he's calling it out right now. Michigan sheriff drops bombshell. Whistleblower reveals how Secretary of State, just like in the state of Minnesota, just like in Ohio, just like in New York, just like in Texas, just like in California, how many times have you been told who's responsible for the voter fraud, friends? Listen carefully. The whistleblower, the sheriff friend of mine, reveals how Secretary of State is putting non-citizens on voter fraud, on voter rolls. Again, Americans, what is it, though? How is it that you can even close your eyes at night thinking that everything is okay? It's craziness. Here's another one for you, just to highlight that. Elf News reports, Somali daycare owner wins DFL House primary as state violations continually pile up. He's committing all these crimes, but he's not being held accountable for the crimes because the people aren't demanding justice, so they're winning office. And then when they get into office, what do? They attack the people that didn't do anything when they had time to do it. It's just that simple. It really is. For some of those people out there right now that are saying, Bradley, that's pretty radical what you're saying as far as, you know, the said representatives alluring the illegals in. It's a UN agenda, people. It is the mayors alluring them in. It is the federal government standing down and defending these individuals that are being installed. What is it that you don't see? What is it that you don't understand? There's something called a mayor compact. They're the ones alluring them in, people, on your dime. They mean to break the financial system. On top of that, they also mean to conquer you. And that's what's going on. Here it is. Listen carefully.
Joe Kent, as Hillary was a puppet for Israel, who helped create ISIS.
Israel pushing for the war in Iraq. The Israelis also wanted access to Iraq's oil supply so that they could get a pipeline of oil coming out of Iraq and directly into Israel, circumventing Syria, because they didn't want it to go through Syria because Assad was supporting the Iranians and supporting Hamas and Hezbollah. So once we got into Iraq and got into that quagmire, we, the U.S. government, screwed things up so badly that we basically handed over Iraq, as you know, to Iranian-backed Shias that were there. So by the time we were done in Iraq, Iran pretty much controlled Iraq through their proxies, helped with sort of sanctions.
Listen carefully.
Made Iran even stronger. So then you had the Shia crescent. You basically had a unification of Tehran, Baghdad, and Damascus, forming that crescent, that land bridge of Iranian supplies going right into Israel's backyard. So the Israelis at the end of the Iraq war were like, no, this is not going to work at all. We have to break this up. We have to go to war in Syria. We have to take down Assad. Arab Spring happened. There was some energy from the people. I think it was somewhat organic. But then in short order, we came in and we said, we're going to work with the Israelis, but we're also going to have to work heavily with the Sunni population on the ground in Syria to create an uprising. And that's where ISIS came from. We worked directly with Al-Qaeda. Hillary Clinton's emails confirm this. The operations that we were doing to support the so-called Free Syrian Army, and there were some moderates there, but the most effective guys initially were Al-Qaeda and then eventually ISIS. Now, obviously, ISIS got out of control, and they started plotting attacks in Europe. They started plotting attacks in America. They took over large swaths of Iraq. So we then had to go back and put out once again the brush fire that we had started and go after ISIS. And that's where I lost my late wife. But Israel was the driving factor in that. We took down Saddam, who was a strong man against Israel. We then had to go in and take out Assad, who was a strong man against Israel as well. And now this is the third phase. We're going now into Iran to take out that strong government for Israel.
And we, who did we put in charge of Syria?
Oh, we handed that whole, well, again, we screwed the whole thing up. So much
we
that,
handed it to a leader of fucking Al-Qaeda.
Yep, he was in ISIS initially. He was in Al-Qaeda initially in Iraq. Fought
so are you listening to this, people?
In jail, joined ISIS, broke off from ISIS, hand-selected by bin Laden's right-hand man, Ayman Zawahiri, to lead Nusra. And then they rebranded. And this is the number one way to fool Americans as a jihadist is just put on a suit and get a good PR company. And then apparently we'll just believe whatever you say.
There's videos of this guy.
Okay, so are you hearing this, folks? See, we create the problems worldwide. We create the monsters worldwide. Then we find out who's behind the use of the monsters. That's all they have to do is create them, friends, for their political ends. We understand that they use terrorism to bring about their political ends, and it's exactly what we continuously see. And yet we've smashed Al-Qaeda how many times, and yet they keep popping up. We've smashed what they call ISIS how many times, and yet they keep popping up. And it's interesting how it continuously works for that land again, the Rothschilds, Israel, that's creating all of these monsters for their advantage. And we have the American politicians that are actually servitude by being extorted concerning what it is that they need concerning every bidding that they make. So again, this isn't far-fetched. This isn't weird, friends, because we're having to deal with it right now, right here. And again, the rabbi said the Muslims are going back home now. The Muslims are used in the hands of the Zionist as a broom to sweep away their political opposition. That's what I'm going to come back to right on the other side. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter. Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates. He continues on and says, freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. Hey, folks, don't tell me about how your country's being conquered. Go ahead and look at the mirror for a good portion of you and go ahead and tell your kids as to how you forfeited your God-given rights on their behalf, because they will be enslaved if the people don't put a stop to this. Just seen a quote yesterday by, I believe it was Al Sayed, who said that there's 8 million of us in the United States. That's interesting because I have 3.3 million. But he said basically when we get to a portion, what we'll do is we'll colonize, we'll come together, and we'll conquer this country. And that's what they're claiming that they can do. Folks, they don't have any business in office lawfully. There's no lawful standing. They run antithetical. They're not putting their hands on the Bible. They're putting their hands on the Quran. And when you take time to go through some of the what they call the scriptures of Islam, you're going to see in the Quran that they mean to conquer. They mean to do vile, heinous, and commit heinous crimes against the people that they mean to conquer. And again, I don't know how you want me to say it to you, friends. I mean, I'm about as frustrated as I can be frustrated getting up here week after week telling you what's going on here because the mainstream media doesn't want to tell you. And the reason they don't want you to know is because they don't want you to be alarmed about it until there's enough of these individuals that mean to conquer you where you can no longer resist. And it's exactly what they're doing. I mean, if you put the pieces of the puzzle together, friends, it's not hard to figure out what's going on. And I continuously make reference, and it's not tedious again to share it with you to reiterate the point, what Thomas Jefferson said. Friends, look at our forefathers. Nobody understood what a terrorist was more than them. And it was, in fact, James Madison, the fourth president, the father of the Constitution, that said if terrorism ever comes into this country, it's going to come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Why is it that people don't want to listen until it's at their front door? I don't understand it. You already, folks, these people are making videos. They're mocking the American people. They're already declaring victory in some cases. And again, we're talking about our country here, friends. I'm not, again, talking to a third world country concerning what the threat is in our own backyards. Matter of fact, I got one here for you right now, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because he's talking about conquering in America. He's promoting death and jihad as the path to victory in America. Listen carefully.
Well, my one and only wish that you send me back to dunya so I can strive and fight for you, and I would die for your sake again. Sacrifice was a lifestyle, was a mindset, was a mentality, to the point that even when he died, like, it's done, brother, there's no exam, after you die, it's over. No, I still want to sacrifice. And the one and only wish that
it's interesting how these clerics continuously promote sacrifice, but they're unwilling to do the sacrificing. That's what's crazy here.
Go back and sacrifice again and again and again for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacrifice.
This is in America, people. Just so you know.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves more than ever. Keep in mind, brothers and sisters, the victory that is very soon will never come.
Did you hear that?
The
victory that is very soon. This is in America. Hey, again, you just got to ask yourself the question, where's the feds, right? If that's how you want to think, that's how the media wants you to think. See, the government, the corrupt, what they do is they create the problem, and then they want you to cry out for more control from the government. When in fact, they're the ones that created the problem in the first place. Again. But where are the feds that are supposed to protect the American people? When these people are creating mosques, they're busted stealing money, massive amounts of money in the billions. Concerning defrauding the people that afforded them asylum. Where are the unconstitutional agencies to protect the people by weeding these people? They're not there protecting the people. That's again why our forefathers told us to resort back to who we are under the Constitution. Now, if that's weird to you, then don't tell me you're an American. You know nothing of your history. We're not supposed to sit back and wait for unconstitutional agencies to come to our rescue. No, the people, the armed militia, are to rise up and to actually lawfully deal with these people by expelling the invaders. What are we doing? We're watching the injustice system give them a pass. We're watching the system of injustice allow those that are guilty of the crimes to go without consequence, just like the governor in Minnesota, just like Keith Ellison, just like Penny Flanagan, just like Ilhan Omar. The mainstream media is there protecting them and promoting them in their crimes against the people. But our forefathers gave us provision. And somehow or another, these agencies don't like it when you talk about the Declaration of Independence. I don't care if they like it. They swore to uphold an oath that's premised on the documents that I'm talking about right now. Okay? So we see what's going on here, friends. The American people better take the corrupt by the scruff of the neck while we still have time to do it. We don't need any more information, friends. We already see it. We've seen the films. We've heard 1,500 interviews with guests that are telling us what the issues are. And what do the American people do? They act in their pride like it's going to do nothing to the position that they're in as a people. Nope, you're going to be taken in your pride. The Bible says, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And that's, in fact, what's going on right now, America. Let me go on over here because I want you to listen to this. Let's just start in 2017. In New York, we had a radicalized migrant runs down 8 innocent people on a bike path while praising Allah. Okay? Did you hear that? Praising Allah. This all started in 72. I got a whole list right in front of me, but I'm going to start in 2017. 8 people were killed, and there was 15 injured. 2017, Tampa Bay, Florida. 2 people killed. A recent convert to Allah shoots 2 people to death for disrespecting Islam. 2017, Fresno, California. 3 people murdered. 3 men are gunned down at random by a convert to Islam yelling praises to Allah. Who are they killing? Americans. 2017, Denver, Colorado. 1 murdered. A pastor working as a security guard is shot to death at a transit office by a radicalized Muslim. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 5 dead, 6 injured. A convert to Islam guns down 5 innocents in the baggage claim area of an airport. 2016, a Muslim migrant goes on a stabbing rampage after expressing his desire to kill Americans, infidels. St. Cloud, Minnesota, a former refugee goes on a stabbing spree at a shopping mall while speaking of Allah and asking potential victims if they are Muslim. By the way, that happened a week and a half before I was there at the Crossroads Mall, and you could feel, you could cut it with a knife. The tension in that mall of those that have been allured into the state of Minnesota that want to take over the mall and take over the city. You could feel it between them and the infidels. And this is what you need to know. As I remember telling my wife, it's just a matter of time. And a week and a half later, this took place. This Muslim, what he did is he dressed himself up like a security guard. He took these little knives in his hands, and he started stabbing innocent people, telling them to praise Allah, and if they didn't, he would stab them. Well, what he didn't realize was there's an off-duty police officer that just happened to be in that mall that took him down, all on camera. And it was the message to relay to these people that the American people will not tolerate it. But that's not the problem. The problem is they're already here, and they shouldn't be here because they're not here to assimilate, okay? St. Cloud, Minnesota, I just kicked that one off for you. New York, New York again, 31 injured. A former asylum seeker plants several explosives, one of which injures 29 innocents. He also shot 2 politicians, policemen 2 days later. Going over to Virginia, a man and a woman are stabbed maliciously by a radicalized man yelling praises to Allah. 2 were hurt. Orlando, Florida, 49 murdered, 53 hurt. An Islamic extremist massacres 49 people, listen carefully, at a gay nightclub. Do you guys realize when I told the sodomite community back in 2010, MSNBC came after me for warning the gay community that these people wanted to execute them And what they did is they made it out like I was the one that said it by omitting a 1 minute portion of my radio program. And they didn't do it once, they did it twice. So you see the mainstream media used to protect these individuals that are being illegally allured into this country by your said representatives. And they mean to demonize anybody that calls it out for what it is. I want to say this. Sodomites, you better understand when the Lord said what you're doing and the choice that you made is an abomination. And you better understand that you have individuals that are coming into this country that want to get at you one way or another. My message to you out of love and sincerity is you need to repent. Because what I'm looking at right now is 49 sodomites were murdered by an Islamic extremist at a gay nightclub in Florida. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSRadio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. I'm showing some video right now as to what's going on in Dearborn. And so for those that don't know, what's happening over there is those that are pulling the strings behind the scenes are sending in paid provocateurs like Jake Lang. Jake Lang is a Zionist. I highlighted this quite a few times, but they're calling him a far-right influencer. No, he's not. folks. What they're doing is creating crimes by using these paid provocateurs to blame the people that they want to put a tag on. They want to demonize those that they call the far right. I just want to ask, since when is there a far right position when it comes to our constitutional republic? Can anybody answer that? No, there isn't one. Do you see what the media is doing? They're trying to gauge extremists. And extremists to the media are those that mean to uphold the law, which defines out as a patriot, a conservative, a Christian, all stemming from the Christ when he said we're to be the salt of the earth by stopping the putrefaction of a society. Do you see how they're influencing the people to believe that there's a right-left paradigm in every sense of the word, in every avenue concerning the narrative that they mean to drive? But I want to go back here. I want you to know that Jake Lang is not your friend. Again, I've said this I don't know how many times before the said conservatives of the day pick up what I'm telling you, which will probably take them 5 or 10 years, friends. And I'm not kidding you. It's because they're people pleasers. They don't love people enough to actually tell them what it is that they need to hear. So they just kind of go along with it. And then how many people die through what they call love and mercy and false grace? No, folks. The truth demands a response. And the fact of the matter is we better get this while we still have time to get this right. When it comes to these people, they're used as political battering rams. And Jake Lang just happens to be one of those. He's a radical, and he's trying to incite the Muslims to war against the Christians. And I'm scrolling right now, and I'm going to show you something so you can see for yourself of him, who, again, is a paid provocateur by none other than the Zionists. Yep, you heard that right. The Zionists. And he's a part of that club. And again, remember, he is the paid provocateur trying to incite violence between Christians and Muslims. Listen, folks, again, ask yourself the question. That's all you have to do is fill in the blank. Where's the United States government to put a stop to this? They're the ones promoting it. They're the ones that are actually promoting all of this. I got a picture up on social media platforms right now of Jake Lang. Showing homage to Remfan, Acts 7:43. And he wants you to believe, and the media wants you to believe, that he's out there doing what he's doing all on his own, doesn't need any money. No, friends, again, ask yourself the question, who's supporting this guy? How is it that this guy can just go all around the country, stir up domestic insurrection, inciting violence by claiming that he's a Christian when in fact he's not a Christian? Where's he getting the money to stay on the road and to live like this, friends? Ask yourself the question. He's a paid provocateur. And that's how he gets all the time and all the finances and support and all the mainstream media support to make him popular out there and to sell him to the American people that somehow or another, he is this guy that's out there fighting for the rights of the people. No, he's not. He's stirring it up. They need provocateurs, friends, just like Antifa, just like all these other groups that are being paid to do the things that they're doing. Remember, they're being paid by what? By those that mean to pay them to do the very things that they're guilty of doing, by inciting violence. That's what they're doing. Hey, folks, I hate violence, but I will defend myself. And I want to make clear you all understand, I will defend myself. But I also want to make clear as well, Americans, this has already gone far enough. This has gone way too far, as a matter of fact. Nobody's in jail for the fraud, except the ones they wanted to throw under the bus. Those that were responsible for overseeing the fraud, not a one of them is in jail. The federal government, concerning what's going on in Minnesota, we have yet to see Donald Trump actually come in and do anything, or Tom Emmer to actually come in and actually do something to the said governor or Keith Ellison. Again, what are we waiting for them to do? What it is that the people must do? The role, again, is backwards. They work for us. We do not work for them. But again, we see the responsible party as to who's responsible for bringing them in. That's the part the American people are going to have to respond to one way or another. But if we just sit back and we keep waiting for the government to do something about the problem, you better understand, friends, they're the ones that created the problem. They created the problem. That's what you need to understand. Let me go on here, talking about the crimes that have been committed here. I just want to show you on social media platforms how many crimes I can sit here and highlight concerning those that have been afforded asylum from different countries, namely from the Middle East, that are a part of what they call Islam, that have committed crimes against innocent people in this country. Now, I don't want to say the American people are innocent of the blood of their people. No, not at all. As a matter of fact, the reason, again, that we're hated the way that we're hated is because of what the American people have allowed politicians to do to their countries. This is recompense, people. You need to understand that. This is recompense. They want your blood because of the blood that you've allowed to be shed in their lands when they didn't deserve it. Okay? You don't have to ask me. Ask them. They'll tell you. But again, I want you to just see the list of all these crimes that have been used against the American people. And why is it? That's, you know, here, let me bring it to a resolve, because I'll tell you, this is a hard message to give. And remember when the Lord first opened my eyes up on this one, and it bothered me and it still bothers me. When I look at why this is happening in this country, again, common sense comes into play. Get it in your ears, friends. Press in to hear these sayings. The Lord said, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. But if you will not listen carefully unto me, saith the Lord, and will not do all of these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. Leviticus 26, 13 through 16. That's not the God of my Bible. No, you probably better read it again, because that's the Old Testament. You want to see how much more severe judgment under the all-seeing eye and hand of God is in the New Testament? Go ahead, do yourself a favor. Because some people want to go ahead and minimize him because they've created a God that suits their sin. One that is not the God of the Bible. We better understand that he is just and that he is holy. And that's what makes him good, Americans. That's what makes him good. And don't tell me about how much you love him when you don't even keep his commandments. Jesus himself said it. You call me Lord, Lord, but you do not those things that I commanded you. I'm merely telling you people to stand up and enforce the law. Who's the law? You are under God. And I'm telling you to bring the guilty to justice. That's the keeping of the commandments unto judgment. And what is the statutes? That's how you deal with the crimes that are being committed according to the word of God in deterring the crime, which is a mercy to society. And it protects the innocent and it condemns the wicked. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But again, if we don't want to do that, have at it. Call me what you will. Every step of the way that I've been appointed to be behind this microphone, every step of the way, things that I've told you 31 years ago, I see it slowly come to pass. I've been doing my best to wake the American people up. And you should see how many people get angry with me. Oh, they say, Bradley, you're so extreme. No, what's extreme is what you tolerate. What you tolerate is extreme. Look what's going on. How have you deceived yourself to say peace, peace, when there is no peace? My goodness, you're creating war with God when the Lord's judgments are falling upon you. That's not a good place to put yourself. Absolutely is not a good place to put yourself. Oh, and folks, right when I got to scripture, I seen it drop again. I seen on the live chat how people don't want to hear it. But I'm telling you what, folks, that's your problem right there. People don't want to take responsibility. Doesn't matter. Going to have to deal with it one way or another, and there's no other faithful way to say what it is that I'm sharing with you even now, friends. You best wake up and repent. That's what I'm telling you. And bring forth fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10.